The Trump administration is moving ahead with an effort to help more military veterans get health care services away from the VA. Milwaukee labor and vets groups have been arguing against that change for months now, even holding a snowy protest on Veterans Day outside the VA hospital in West Milwaukee. VA Secretary Robert Wilkie weighed in on the dispute yesterday from Washington. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach prepared this report.
A passing car driver gave a supportive honk as about a half dozen protesters gathered on a snowy sidewalk near the entrance to the parking lot of the Zablocki VA Hospital. In the group was Mark Foreman, who was severely wounded in Vietnam in 1968.
When I started coming to the VA for medical services back in 1970, it was not much fun coming here because the doctors, the nurses, the whole staff knew very little about post-traumatic stress disorder. And we have learned so much about it since then. And now the VA is a very welcoming, extremely professional medical system.
In fact, Foreman says the Milwaukee VA is the best hospital in which he's ever been. So he says he's worried that a law passed last year called the Mission Act will lower the quality of care. The law allows a sizable increase in the number of veterans who'll be able to use a private health care provider and then bill the Veterans Administration. Foreman says many private providers don't know enough about the needs of veterans and just view the vets as revenue.
There are 9 million of us veterans in this country that go every year to the VA for health care. I believe that the private health care industry see us as a huge potential money-making deal for them.
When WUWM asked the local VA hospital to comment on Foreman's concerns, word soon came back that VA Secretary Robert Wilkie would do the interview. Wilkie told us the Mission Act tries to expand veterans' access to health care.
It says that if a veteran lives too far away from a VA facility, or if we don't have the medical service that veteran requires, then we give that veteran the option of going into the private sector.
Wilkie says the Mission Act also, for the first time, gives veterans access to what are known as urgent care facilities.
So why is that important? Well, it's something that their neighbors have, but it also keeps them out of the emergency room for things like a cold or the flu or a sprained ankle.
Wilkie says since the Mission Act was implemented 6 months ago, about 1.7 million vets nationally have been authorized to use private care. But he also says during that period, the number of appointments made for VA health care has gone up even more. Veteran Mark Foreman responds that the way the VA budget is structured, more money to reimburse private care means less cash to hire needed people at places like the Zablocki Medical Center. Also, a union says morale is bad. Jamie Lucas represents nearly 900 VA registered nurses who are members of the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals.
And over these last 4 years, I've seen a disturbing number of nurses who have broken down and cried in our office after being exhausted by a culture that stifles their input.
The Milwaukee Area Labor Council also says the Trump administration seems to be targeting another union at the VA, the American Federation of Government Employees. VA Secretary Wilkie responds to morale and staffing concerns by saying 110 nurses have been added at Zablocki over the last year.
What tells me that things are moving in the right direction is when I see coming out of Zablocki patient satisfaction rates at 91%.
Wilkie says he's kept Wisconsin Senators Ron Johnson and Tammy Baldwin up to date on the situation. But Democrat Baldwin released a statement yesterday afternoon that says while the hiring at the Milwaukee VA has helped, workers feel the VA is still understaffed. Baldwin urges the VA to work with local colleges to address the nursing shortage. Wilkie promises to come back to Wisconsin at some point, but he mentions going to the VA hospital at Toma, where there was a major controversy over opioid prescriptions. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.